Testing? Can you guys hear me? All right, there we go. There we go. All right, good morning. Hey, I'm excited to be here. I get to do this all the time, but quite frankly, I've done this event literally, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years in a row. It's one of the only events that my kids get really excited to come with me. I don't think it's to see me speak, but they're actually out at the zoo right now and enjoying the water park today. So we love coming to Oree. I got an 8-year-old with me, and he's like literally been here every year of his life, right? Which is kind of cool. So, but anyway, so we're going to talk about five ways to find off-market deals. Okay, anybody want to find off-market deals? Right, you're in the right room. Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, all right. Just to be clear, Vina did tell me that I cannot sell any training or courses, okay? So I can't sell any training or courses up here. But here's the thing she didn't tell me. She didn't tell me that I can't give them away. All right, so you guys want some free stuff today?
Yes.
All right. Hey, look, there's always a caveat, right? As business owners and entrepreneurs, isn't that what we're always supposed to do? Is find the loophole, right? We got to find the loophole and way around it. So, guys, I've got $22,655 of systems, checklists, process maps, templates, step-by-step guides, marketing tactics, courses, and training for free, okay? So if you guys hang out with me today, at the end of the presentation, I'm going to tell you guys exactly how you can get that, okay? All right, so a little bit about me. All right, I grew up in a small town in Texas. I grew up, my dad was in and out of prison pretty much my entire life. It's not really important to real estate investing necessarily, other than the fact that just to kind of let you know a little bit about my background and where I come from. I remember the very first time I learned about taxes. I was about 7 years old, and my mom would send me to the store with food stamps, and what the goal was I would buy something with food stamps, and back then it was like real paper, okay, so like paper food stamps, and you'd go in, you'd pay for the food or whatever it was, pay for the stuff, and then they would actually give you real coins back, right, because they didn't have coins for the food stamp system, right? So the objective was I would go up there, I would buy something, and bring the change back. She would save the change up, and then she could be able to go buy a pack of cigarettes, right? So I remember one day, I went up to the store. I'm sitting there looking at stuff, trying to figure out how can I maximize this and get the most money I possibly can back, mainly so I don't have to keep making trips, right? And so I get up, and there's something that's like $1.98, and I'm like, okay, cool. After taxes, this is probably going to be like $2.01, maybe 2 cents. So I'm going to get like 98, 99 cents back. This is going to be great. And then I got up there, and they gave me 2 pennies back. I'm like, wait a minute. What about taxes? Right? After taxes, I should be getting like, they're like, no, son, like, we don't tax food. I was like, ah, damn it. So have you ever been in that place in your life where you actually want to pay taxes? Okay? I really wanted to pay taxes that day, okay? But I joined the U.S. Marine Corps at age 17. I joined the Marine Corps to really kind of escape that little, what I felt was holding me back, the city limit sign. I grew up in a very, very small town. I was actually the only boy in my grade school class. Right? I was a ladies' man, okay? It was really easy until like later on in life, whenever I found out that girls actually have choices and competition, it got a little tougher, right? But I joined the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps was a really important part of my life because, quite frankly, it introduced me to technology, okay? It really introduced me to technology. I joined the Marine Corps to be an accountant. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't either. I just really liked the uniform, and I thought I wanted to be an accountant, and that was going to be my free way to college, and so I joined the Marine Corps. But I ended up scoring very high on my ASVAB. I did the accounting course for my military occupational specialty. I scored super high, and I got selected basically to be put on a what they called the C2 lab, which was a command and control lab, which our job was basically just to go explore technology and question everything that we did in the military, which quite frankly was the perfect spot for me, right? Because I question a lot of stuff. Right? But got out of the Marine Corps. I really consider that my my college degree, to be quite honest, because of the work that I got to do. Do we have any veterans in the room, by the way? Okay. Would you guys please stand up? Yes, please stand up. Yeah, sincerely. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Where are my Marines at? Ooh. Semper Fi, Semper Fi. I've got some crayons at the booth, man, if you guys want to come, you know. Yeah, you know, my favorite color was red. I'm just saying, you know. But, you know, the Marine Corps was really cool. I got to do some really cool stuff at that C2 lab. In fact, you know, some cool stuff that I didn't even understand as an 18, 19-year-old kid. I mean, they brought in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I was doing a presentation demonstration of some of the command and control stuff that we were doing back then. And I mean, this is like the early 90s when the internet was really starting to take age. We were doing video teleconferencing over TCP/IP, which is really just the internet protocol. It's basically what it was built on. Okay, we were doing some really cool stuff that now people look like, okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. But we were doing some really cool revolutionary stuff. That caught the eye of my captain in the Marine Corps. My captain, he called me up, and because I was going to retire from the military. I didn't know any better, right? You know, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And then whenever I got in and realized, man, they get to tell you what to do every day. Like, this sucks, all right? So I wasn't really cut out to be in the military. Entrepreneurial spirit is definitely from a young age. But my captain called me up. He had gotten out about 6 months before I was supposed to reenlist. He called me up and said, hey, you shouldn't reenlist. I was like, well, Lee, I don't have much, man. Like, I don't have much. Like, this is going to be my career. And he said, well, I want you to come work for me. I was like, okay, well, I'm happy to consider it. What do you got? He's like, well, it's in Southern Illinois. Small town again. I'm like, oh, dude, what? Like, and then he said these magic words. I'll send the jet. And I was like, I'm in. Jet? What the hell? I was in the Marine Corps with this guy for 4 years. I had no idea. He'd never disclosed this, ever. But he was like third generation Pepsi, right? And a Pepsi bottler. His grandfather bought the bottling rights to Pepsi back in the 40s, okay? So he was in line to take over Pepsi, the largest independently owned bottler in the country. And he said, hey, I want you to come out, and we've got a technology problem. This is 1998, by the way. 1998. Does anybody remember the Y2K scare? Yeah. Right? And so he called me up, and he's like, Damon, look, everybody's freaking out. Like, everything's going to crash. We're going to have to replace everything, right? And the thought and the fear was, you know, the 99 goes to 00, and they think it's going to be, the computer's going to think it's 1900, and everything's going to crash, right? So I went to Pepsi. It was a $15 million project. I was 21 years old. I was the director of information technology, no college degree, and managing a $15 million project, right? Of gutting every piece of technology at the plant, like from sales, from marketing, accounting, HR, to the route driving. I mean, we touched everything, okay? So I really consider that my master's degree in technology. But again, it was a really small town, super small town. The nightlife was Applebee's, right? And I'm, you know, 22, 23 years old. That wasn't going to work for me. So I decided to go to St. Louis. I actually went to St. Louis Cardinals Cubs game, saw Mark McGwire hit two home runs out, and it's like, all right, I got to go to St. Louis, right? This is kind of crazy, you know? Long story short, you meet a girl, you're still there kind of thing, right? But in the mortgage industry, that's really where the concept, so I moved to St. Louis and got in the mortgage business. Now, that's really where the early ideas and concepts for REI Black Book were really born, okay? And from a marketing perspective, you know, we had to differentiate ourselves, right? That's no different than what you guys need to do as real estate investors. You need to differentiate yourself, right? So in the mortgage space at that time, especially, everybody's selling rate. Hey, we're selling the lowest rate in town. Well, the truth be told, we all had access to the same money. Right? So we were all selling the same money. So we could have offered the lowest rate too, but quite frankly, you turn on the radio and that's all you hear. You turn on the TV, that's all you hear. So he said, how can we differentiate ourselves? Right? And what we decided to do was there was two groups that we decided to focus on. One was real estate investors. Okay? It was a very underserved market. Now, it's an underserved market because, quite frankly, most loan officers do not want to deal with you guys. right? And that's a little bit different maybe today, but I can certainly tell you back then, especially in a refi boom and rates are booming and everything else, they don't want to deal with you guys. Why? Because you guys have self-employment income. Most of them don't know how to calculate that. The loan sizes are smaller, all of those things. But what we figured out is like, hey, we can create an assembly line. Because once I do one loan for you, I can do two loans, I can do three loans. And back in the day, we could do up to 20 loans, conventional loans for you, right? So that's what we started doing. It's like, all right, let's focus on this real estate investment niche. And so now it's like, all right, if I'm going to focus on a niche, now I have to help them first, right? That's the most important. That's the golden rule of marketing, okay? You must help them first. How do you solve their problems, right? And ask yourself, right? What you want to do is you want to ask the questions of what is your prospects? And at that time, you guys were my prospects, right? It's like, so I had to ask myself, okay, what are the challenges that real estate investors face that fit my skill set that I can help you solve? Okay, and we started doing these meetups in our office. We basically pizza and beer on Thursday nights. We'd have real estate investors come in. It wasn't a RIA meeting by any means. It literally was, hey, we're going to build this technology piece, and we're going to help you solve some of these problems that you guys have with technology. And that's really where the early ideas of REI Black Book was born. In fact, we gave it away for free, right? So REI Black Book was free for many, many years, right? And the whole purpose was, if I can help you do more deals, save you time, do less time, then that would mean you would come back to me more frequently, right? You'd come back to me more frequently and faster, which meant that I could do more loans. You guys with me? Okay. Was that a fair exchange? Yeah, absolutely. It was working like gangbusters, right? In fact, so well that I had not one but two loan officers on our team recognized as the top 200 originators in the entire country. We were like rocking, okay? And I want you to remember, hey, that kid that grew up on welfare, all of a sudden I'm making six figures, life is good, I meet a girl, right? Have a kid. Life's good. We're crushing it. And this is a really important date, okay? Because I think you guys are going to see where I'm going with this. Because this was in the mortgage industry. I met this girl, convinced her to get her real estate license, by the way. Because I was like, look, we're going to double dip this thing, right? You help them go find the house, get the commissions, right? And then I'll do the financing. I'll get a commission on the financing. We're all in on real estate. And it's working. 2007... top producer list. Anybody know what's next? Yeah. Sometimes really great ideas aren't so great. Okay? And 2008 comes along and completely disrupts everything that we're doing. Okay? And I'm talking like overnight. We had, a book of business with 100 loans in our pipeline, and all of a sudden we've got loans ready to close. The bank shut down, say, hey, guess what? We're not closing those loans, right? And I got to tell you, what was equally proportionate was my income, right? We went from making really good money, doing really well. Now I've got two kids. My daughter was born December 27th, 2007, okay? I've got two kids, and all of a sudden, everything's just taken away. And we made that year, I think, $15,000. $15,000. I don't care how frugal you are, how budget, like it's really hard to go from six figures to $15,000. So we were facing foreclosure. In fact, we had to, the other industry or the other niche that we focused on, the other loan officer that I had recognized, we focused on bankruptcies. Right, so clients in bankruptcy, which is a little note for you guys. Sincerely, if you don't know this, it's an untapped market still, especially for real estate investors, especially buyers, which I think are going to be really important to you guys coming up. Okay, you can still get a 30-year fixed mortgage, even if you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. All right, even if you're an active Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Okay, so we've done really well in the bankruptcy niche, the real estate investing niche, but now we're facing foreclosure. I filed bankruptcy. And then, on top of that, we get the news that my four-year-old son was diagnosed with a very rare brain disorder that was going to require surgeries. He's actually had, to date, he's had 8 brain surgeries. And if you meet him, you'll realize that they probably tinkered with something in there, because he's freaking crazy smart. Like, he's an amazing, amazing gifted dude. He's 18 now, and about to head off to college. So 2008, we get the news of my son's medical condition. My wife doesn't have a job. I don't have a job. I mean, I have a job, but we're making hardly any money. And we had this tool that we were basically giving away. That what the thing of it is I knew that real estate investors was 2008, was 2009, was 2010. Were those great years to buy properties? Yeah. And I knew it was going to be, right? It's like, there's no way that real estate investors are going to stop buying properties. That's not going to happen, okay? And so we ask ourselves a simple question. Will real estate investors pay for access? Will real estate investors pay for access to the tool, right? It's a simple question. And we weren't sure, to be honest. We weren't sure. And so we put my marketing hat on and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Right, this is in the height of 2009, right? All the craziness now, you know, after 2008, but life is still tough, right? And so it's early 2009. We had a plan to create, you know, to launch this REI Black Book platform, see if people will subscribe to it. So what we did is we said, hey, look, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting, and we're going to invite everybody out, but let's put our marketing hats on, and how are we going to get butts in the seats? So I'll tell you one way to get butts in the seats during tough times is free pizza and beer, okay? So free pizza and beer. So we offered free pizza and beer. I sent out a ringless voicemail. Did you guys even know ringless voicemails existed back then? Okay? Look, I know you guys like hate them now and everything else. They're annoying. But I'm telling you, you guys know that they exist. There's still a huge segment of our population that has no idea that ringless voicemail technology even exists. Right? But we had 450 people show up to that event that night, and we only had room for 200. Okay? We only had room for 200. So we literally had to turn people away. And at the end that we did the presentation, much like this, was doing the presentation, and I kind of showed everybody, hey, this is what we're thinking. This is where we're headed with this technology. But we need a little capital to finish this thing. So here's what we're going to do. Right? For $1,000 tonight, you can get lifetime membership to this thing. All right? You're never going to have to pay the monthly fees and da-da-da-da-da. Right? And I got to tell you, nobody moved. And so that was a very gut-wrenching moment. And it was like, all right, processing, how am I going to pay for all that free pizza and beer, right? Because we're going to take a little of that money and pay for the pizza and beer, for God's sakes. But then I'll never forget this, okay? There's a gentleman, he was sitting right here. His name's Ron Meek. He's actually a hard money lender now in St. Louis. And Ron stood up with his checkbook, and he said, well, Damon, what do I do? I was like, oh, yeah, you go to the back of the room, you got to get signed up, right? So there's a very important marketing lesson there. What is it? Call to action. You have to tell them what to do, okay? You have to tell them what to do, all right? So there's a lot of things from those stories there that actually apply to from the marketing concepts that you need to apply in your own business. First and foremost, you have to provide value first. Solve their problems. Put yourself in their shoes. Ask the questions that they are asking, okay? Enter their questions and provide the answer that aligns them with your solution, okay? With your solution, whether it be a product or service, okay? And then in your marketing, make sure you have a clear call to action, okay? Make sure you have a clear call to action. So, the truth be told, we accidentally built the industry's top platform to help you do more deals, make more money in less time, right? It was an accident. I can tell you right now, 20 years ago, Damon did not think that he was going to be sitting here as a software development company and a software company for real estate investors, okay? This was out of pure, everybody always asked me, Damon, where did you get the idea for REI Black Book? How did you get it started? It was called desperation, okay? Have you guys been there before? Yeah, all right, okay. So how did we do that? What we focused on was helping real estate investors avoid the multiple system chaos, all right? This is whenever you have your contact management subscription, then you've got your website, then you've got your phone system, and then you've got your email marketing, right? You got all of these separate software tools, okay? And I recognized the pain. First of all, a lot of real estate investors that I was working with, especially in the early 2000s, were not that tech savvy, right? That's like, look, we don't want to deal with the technology. Is that how you make money? logging in and making all these platforms talk? No, right? So it was a big problem, and I knew that, and I was like, I can solve that, right? Now, in the early days, quite frankly, we just helped real estate investors start connecting their different systems. We built different ways for the system to communicate and everything else. And we finally realized, well, that doesn't work. That's a pain in the butt because they break all the time. So how can we do this? And so that's really the early ideas of REI Black Book. You know, is how to help you stop doing the manual work and losing those opportunities, okay? So ditch the multiple system chaos, simplify your business, you know. And the other thing, too, is saving you a bunch of money, right? All those individual subscriptions. Our average client, whenever they switch over to REI Black Book, saves about $500 a month on their subscriptions, okay? All right? And it turns out it was really good.
I love it just for the all-in-one package. It was basically a business in a box.
My entire business is run out of Black Book, and I don't have to buy 8 different software subscriptions and phone dialers and try to figure out how to merge and integrate them together. I know lots of people who do try that, and it just seems like a headache, and they end up spending way more than me.
Everything is in REI Black Book. It gives us a central hub.
REI Black Book, having everything in one system, was huge.
Everything that you do is in there, so you're never going to forget anything. It's been a game changer.
You know, before Black Book, I had Podio, and I had CallRail, and I had Sly Broadcast. I had a whole bunch of different apps, and it was linking them all together. And one thing that's, you know, Black Book's great at is simplifying the different tools in one umbrella.
The customer support has been incredible for me. When I've had questions, I get answered right away. They work it right away. And that part makes a big difference for me.
Customer service is incredible. I mean, they respond like almost immediate, and they're caring, and they will bend over backwards.
Gosh, we've been doing real estate since 2004, and we think we bought every real estate program that's ever been around. You buy the program, and there's no help after that. They got the money, you're on your own. With this company, you're not on your own. You have them to stand behind you and to make sure you succeed. Yeah. That's the big thing. That's pretty impressive. It's hard to find.
So it was and still is a massive success. In fact, we caught the eyeballs of this guy. Anybody know him? Yeah. Who? I'm going to ask it this way. Who has not read the book? What's the book? Who has not read the book? Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm in that list too, by the way, just so you guys know. Right? I've read the book. Worked with the guy for a long time, but never read the book. He decided to license the software for every student that came into their education program, okay? License the software for every student. And I got to tell you guys, look, why do I bring that up? I mean, and just to give you guys a little bit of context, they were bringing in sometimes 400 and 500 new students, paid students every single month. Okay? So we went from zero to hero really quick again. All right?
What you gonna do, Jerry?
Show me the money!
What you gonna do, Jerry?
Okay. So hey, just remember that broke 7-year-old that was still wanting to pay taxes, okay? All right? Like, let me tell you right now, I thought money was going to solve a lot of my problems, okay? Anybody in that situation, you think money's going to solve your problems, or you're here and you already know the answer to that, right? Well, I was really interested yesterday. I was like, all right, well, how much software have you actually sold since filing bankruptcy, right? And so I went into our accounting software, and I pulled the number, and I was actually pretty astonished, to be honest. I haven't looked at it in a long time. But $35,175,000, and of course, you know, the $635, and of course, the 91 cents. And yes, the 91 cents, that matters, okay? Right? That's since filing foreclosure. That's since filing bankruptcy, okay? It's more money than I had ever had. But hey, the truth of it is, money isn't the only thing. Is that right? Yeah. Money isn't the only thing. But it is right up there with oxygen. Okay? Do we have to have money?
Yeah.
Right? We have to have money. Money is just a tool, though. Money is just a tool, okay? I got to tell you, though, I did think, all those years, especially growing up in poverty, even, you know, and then experiencing a little bit of success, and then failing again and being completely flat broke. And by the way, being completely flat broke the second time and facing foreclosure and bankruptcy was 10 times harder than it was whenever I was a kid. Why? Yeah, I had other people depending upon me. I didn't know any better when I was 7. That was just the way of life, okay? But when I had experienced a little bit, and then it was all taken away again, and I had a wife and 2 kids dependent upon me, it was a lot harder, right? And so I said, okay, fine, hey, I'm gonna figure it out. We're going to make money again. And we did. We started making a ton of money, more money than I'd ever made in my life, right? And I was like, look, all I got to do is make enough money, and all of my problems, I'm going to be able to have enough money to pay for all the solutions, right? I'm going to have enough money to pay for solutions. Have you ever been there? It's like, man, if I could just make $100,000 a year, life would be so much easier, right? And some of you, you've already achieved that, right? And what happens when you hit the $100,000 a year? Whew, man, once I hit 200, 200 is the number, okay? And then once you hit 200, what happens? Okay? Some of you may have been there, some of you may not been. But I'm telling you right now, I can tell you from experience, once you hit that number, guess what happens? It just gets bigger. Okay? Then it became 500. And I was like, okay, well, 500 is not enough. Surely $1 million, like, that's the holy grail. $1 million a year? Are you kidding me? There's no way that $1 million is not going to solve all of my problems. And the cool thing of it was, we hit that number. We hit that number. I was able to start hiring people. And what did I start doing? We just started hiring people, right? Started hiring people, adding people to the team. I had about 15 people on the team. I'm like, surely with 15 people on the team, I'm not going to have to do everything, right? Woo! I remember very vividly this moment where I realized that I absolutely hated my business. I was actually doing what I thought I would love. Right? I loved real estate. I really do love real estate. I love marketing. I love technology. And I was able to merge all three and make a ton of money. And yet I still hated my business. I remember it vividly. I woke up one morning. I rolled over, looked at my wife, and I said, I just don't want to go to work today. I really just don't want to go to work. And she's like, well, don't. Right? You're the boss. Okay, it's the reason you built a business and you start hiring people so you don't have to go to work every day. I was like, I know, but you know, the problem is I hired all these people, and I mean, I hired them and they're really smart. They don't seem to be very motivated though, because I built this company that, you know, we have all, like, literally you walk in, we got video games, you got lunches are provided. I built the company that I wanted, and quite frankly what I did is I went and studied the Facebooks and the Googles, and I studied all the tech companies, all the cool stuff they were doing, and I'm like, I want to do that. And I did. And I'll tell you right now, it wasn't hard to hire people. We paid well and had a really cool, fun environment, office environment. But then what I noticed is people start coming in at 11. You know, they start coming in at 10, then they start coming in at 11. The next thing you know, they take a 2-hour lunch break and they leave at 1. Right? So I roll over and I'm like, Jackie, I have to go to work. Because who's going to answer the customer support tickets? I know that we got a customer support team, but you know what? They're going to run into problems and they're not going to be able to solve it. And who's going to be there? Me, I got to be there for the support team. What about the product team? We're still working on new stuff. I've got to be there. I've got to be there for the additional features, the functionality. Who's going to be there for sales? Who's going to be there for marketing? I have to be there. And the truth be told, guys, look, I took pride in it. Because I took pride that I was fighting fires. Aren't like firefighters like heroes? Yeah, so I was a hero to my business. But guess what? I was also the arsonist. Okay? I woke up, I hated my business, and I absolutely realized that I had recreated a job is really what I had recreated. I had no vision, I had no clarity, and I was taking pride in being this firefighter and fighting all of these fires. I remember being in those moments where I'm out to dinner and I can't not answer the phone. I have to pick up the phone, right? Because if I don't pick up the phone, how am I even going to pay for this dinner? Right? Or worse yet, once you start having kids, right? What do kids really want? They just want your time. They want your attention. Okay? My kids are here right now. Do you think they're in the back of the room? No. They don't want to see. Like, literally, I was joking with them today. They're at the zoo right now. I'm like, hey, you know, you sure you want to go to the zoo? And you don't want to come, dad's, you know, see dad speak, right? No. Like, they want to go spend quality time. I'm going to leave here just so you guys know. You're gonna have to go talk to my guys at the booth, right? Because this afternoon, I'm going to be in the water park, okay? Right? They just want your time, okay? But at that very moment, just completely stressed out, everything that I had ever dreamt of, the money, doing what I loved, owning my own business. I've got a wife. I've got two. Well, at that point in time, I had four kids now, right? So I had added two more kids to the bunch. But I was completely stressed out. I hated my life. I hated my business. And, you know, it's always in those moments that you find those people. It's not even when you're looking for it. But I ran into a gentleman, and he was owned his own software company. And they were very successful. They had 500 employees. They had just received a $50 million plus round of funding, and was just the culture, everything else. Whenever you talk to them, they're just, it's like everything that I thought that I was going to have. And he's like, hey, you know what? We have this event that we're going to be doing. It's really invite only, and there's only going to be like four or five other business owners. And if you'd like to come, we can spend 2 to 3 days. And you'll sit down with my executive team. I'm like, are you kidding me? How much? 15 grand. Wrote the check in a heartbeat, right? Wrote that check in a heartbeat. And I went, and he shared with me the first thing that I needed to do was get clarity on my vision. And I was like, Clay, come on, man. I paid 15 grand for you to tell me vision. Like, no, you, like, what's the tactical stuff? Tell me the nitty-gritty. Give me the details. Give me the good stuff. Why are they so successful? Like, what makes all the people happy? How do you love your job still? Like, that's what I need to know. He's like, Damon, I'm telling you, it's mission, values, purpose. You got to get clarity on your vision. Okay? Now, by day three, he finally convinced me to go ahead and get clarity on my vision. Right, and I'll share a little bit more about vision with you guys in just a bit. But I also recognized years later, this is really the key framework that I use in every business that we operate today. It requires vision, systems, and people. Okay? Vision, systems, and people. But Clay told me, he's like, hey, look, you got to get clarity on your mission, your values, and your purpose. Now, we did the value exercise, and once I did the value exercise, I was like, you know what? I recognize that all of those people that are on my team that I hired, I had about 15 people, only one of them aligned with my values. Now, did that make the other 14 bad people? Well, they were, but, you know, it's just, no. No, it doesn't make them bad people. It just means that our values didn't align. Our values didn't align, okay? And then whenever we got to systems, we said, hey, look, you need money systems. You need marketing systems. You need management systems. And I'm going to dive deep into the marketing systems today, okay? I'm going to dive deep into the marketing systems. That's where the crux of the stuff that I'm going to give away today is going to be in the marketing systems, okay? And then the people. You got to design the plan. You got to implement the plan. And you got to continue to grow the people. So vision, systems, people, right? You must have all three. You must have all three. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you think it's going to be the money and even doing what you love, right? I'm telling you, if you don't have clarity on vision, you don't have systems, you don't have people, you are going to find yourself in a miserable place, right? So what happens if I have vision and people? If I have vision and people, okay? So my vision is to go climb Mount Everest. Who wants to go climb Mount Everest with me? Who wants to go climb Mount Everest? Look, not everybody wants to climb Mount Everest, okay? But there's a couple. There's a couple. Okay, so I've got three people. So I've got a vision, and now I have people. I've got a vision, and I've got people. Now, do you think that we've got probably some commonalities if we want to go climb Mount Everest? Yeah, okay, so, but here's the deal. If we don't have systems, the systems are sitting over here. That's the tools, the equipment, right, the plan. Right? How successful do you guys think that we're going to be? I can get a bunch of people motivated to go climb Mount Everest, right? How successful do you think we're going to be if we don't have the systems? Not very. Not very, right? We probably won't make it back. Okay? All right, so what happens if I have people, I have systems, But I've got no vision. So now I've got all of this equipment over here to go climb Mount Everest, and I've got all of you. But there's only a couple of us that want to go climb Mount Everest. How successful do you think that's going to be? Right? That's going to be a lot of miscommunication, not alignment. People aren't going to be motivated. That's the proverbial. You've seen the boat. We're going to all get on a boat, and what are we going to do? We're going to just spin that damn thing in circles. Okay? All right, so what happens if I've got vision? I'm going to go climb Mount Everest. I want to climb Mount Everest. I've got all the tools, right? Now I'm going to go climb Mount Everest by myself. What do I have? Everything depends upon me. I've got a job. Okay? So really what I'm talking about, everything that we do, all of the training, everything that I'm going to give you guys today revolves around these three key areas: vision, systems, and people. And your dream business sets right there. Okay? You must have all three of these key components. All right? Okay. Now, I'm here living my vision today. This is my wife. This is actually us in Cabo San Lucas. We were staying at the Waldorf right there on the water. We were told that the little bungalow we were in, Taylor Swift had just stayed there the week before. And quite frankly, I use this picture because I'm on the road a lot, and I come out and do these types of things, and I just, whenever I do this, I'm just reminded how hot my wife is, right? So there we are, our anniversary dinner at Cabo, the pool that we had right out. I love water, okay? And look, I know, hey, look, heavy guys can still jump wave runners, okay? All right, sincerely, all right? I love boating. This is vacationing with my wife, my kids, friends, right? We do really cool projects now. This is actually not just our Black Book team, but this is some of our members, right? So we do member events where we get together. We are actually rebuilding a school in a school playground in Dallas, Texas. This was one of those areas. Our motto at REI Black Book is work smart and play hard. But this is one of those areas. Oh, we didn't work that smart that day. We moved, I think it was about 8,000 pounds of mulch. And you see those shovels? That's all we had. My wife, we got two kids now. That little boy that needed all those brain surgeries and everything else, he's the 6'4" guy. He has to scrunch down now for all of my... He outgrew me in like the sixth grade, man. It's great. But I now have a life and business designed to empower others, okay? That is absolutely my passion. That is what I love to do. I want to empower you, okay? I want to empower you to get clarity on your vision, to put systems in place. And once you have systems in place, then you put people in charge of the systems. And that is how you start building that dream business, okay? But what I have discovered is you guys cannot copy vision, okay? You can't. You can get inspired by somebody else's vision, but I promise you, you don't want my vision. My vision is not your vision, okay? You cannot outsource strategic thinking. You cannot outsource strategic thinking. You need to do the strategic thinking in your business, okay? Look, there are great educators here. There are like great educators and systems and everything else here, but you're going to still have to do some of that strategic thinking. The cool thing it is, right? Because everybody says, hey, Damon, you can copy success. Well, the cool thing it is, you can copy systems, okay? The systems part you can copy. All right? The systems really are the what and the how. It's the strategy. It's the tactics. It's the processes, the tools, okay? And if you hang with me, all right, I'm going to give you guys the exact strategies, tactics, processes, and tools that have worked for thousands of other investors, right? And you'll be able to copy and paste them right into your business, right? That's going to give you a head start on your competition, okay? But vision must come first. Vision must come first, all right? The number one mistake I see entrepreneurs making is building a business without vision. Building the business without a vision, okay? But we're going to dive deep into systems today, all right? If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die, right? And we got to get clear on what systems are, right? Because the systems are what's going to power what's going to power the engine, right? The systems are going to power your business. So we got to get clear and all agree on what a system actually is. Because a lot of times when I say system, people think that I'm referring to REI Black Book. REI Black Book is just a tool, right? So REI Black Book is a tool, which is just part of the system. You guys with me? Okay? So really, A system is just a group of interrelated or interdependent elements forming a whole to produce a reliable, consistent result. Are we surrounded by systems? Yeah, everything that we do is all about systems. In fact, let's do this. I mean, this is probably national security importance here, all right, that we get some clarity here. So I'm going to ask you guys a very important question. All right, I need you guys to participate. Do I have your commitment to participate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, so what I need to know is how many of you guys, whatever you go, put the toilet paper on the roll, how many have it over the top? Over the top. All right, okay. How many have it under? Ooh, okay, all right. So we're getting somewhere here. All right, so here's the thing. Do you have a system to change the toilet paper? Do you have a written procedure to change it? Is it written down? No? But there is a system, right? And if you think about it, right, you go to the bathroom pantry, right? You open the door, you grab a new roll, right? You walk over to wherever you keep the toilet paper, hopefully close to the toilet, right? And then you look in and now you're going to think, right? You're going to be like, over or under? How many of you guys consciously think about that whenever you're thinking about it now? I'm telling you, like, look, you consciously put it in, right? You throw away the old roll, hopefully, right? Okay, so that's what we mean by systems. Like, everything in life is about systems. Now, here's the really cool part about what we just did, right? If you start, it's called systems thinking, right? And that's really what I want you guys to adopt, is systems thinking. So the really cool thing that's going to happen next time you guys are sitting there looking at the toilet paper roll, guess who you're going to be thinking about? Yep. I promise you, watch. And there's a lot of psychological stuff that just happened, okay? And if you think about it, if you start thinking about your systems, then guess what? You will start thinking about it. And then guess what? Now can you recognize ways to improve your business? Could you improve the way that you change out the toilet paper roll? Because, you know, this gentleman here said he doesn't even think about over or under when he changes the toilet paper roll, right? Now, I'd like to see, like, ask your wife, do you really change the toilet paper, first of all, right? But I bet you money next time he thinks about it. I bet you whenever he goes to put it on the toilet roll next time, he's going to think about over or under. Okay? It's called systems thinking, all right? So if you want to start systems thinking, then you need to start thinking about the building blocks, okay? The building blocks. And we're gonna talk about marketing system today, right? Well, I want you guys to leave here with a fundamental foundation and a fundamental plan and actually some systems that you can copy into your business, and primarily a marketing system, right? That's my goal and my intent for you guys, okay? But we got to understand what the building blocks are. First of all, it's strategy, then it's tactics, it's process, and tools. And it must be done in this order. It must be done in this order, okay? So if we're going to build a marketing system, we first must come up with a strategy, right? Are there two primary strategies in marketing for real estate investing? I mean, there's two primary ways, right? It's either outbound, which is you smiling and dialing, cold calling, texting, door knocking. That's outbound, right? How many of you guys like that, by the way? Nobody? Hey, there's some people that like getting on the phone and just cold calling, okay? How many of you guys think that your prospects like that? Interesting. Okay. All right, so then you guys want to build an inbound marketing system. Is that fair? Okay. So now our strategy is that we want to build an inbound marketing system. All right? That's what we want to build. I like to call it the evergreen traffic machine, right? So we need to build the evergreen traffic machine. The evergreen means that it can continue to work, right? It works month in and month out, right? To produce leads that are going to come in, and whenever they need to sell their house, they're going to reach out to you. Would that be a good strategy? Okay, all right. Now, tactics, and this is really important to understand the difference between strategy and tactics. Now, tactics, are there tactically multiple ways to accomplish that strategy? Okay, this is, by the way, where most people get caught up, right? They start with tactics because they just say, okay, well, I'm going to go do Google ads, or I'm going to go do direct mail, or I'm going to run Facebook ads, or I'm going to, you know, whatever, right? Those are all tactical ways to accomplish our strategy. Right? So those are all tactical ways. Now, if I decide to go do, let's just say that I decide to go do Google Ads, will that have a unique process? Mm-hmm. Is that process different than if I tactically decide to go do direct mail? Different process. Now, once I have a different processes, does that then require different tools?
Yes.
Sometimes. Most of the time. But there is one tool that can help you with both. If only I knew the name. Only. I'll think of it, though. I'll think of it. Okay? So strategy, tactics, processes, and tools. That's how I want you guys to start thinking, okay? Whenever you start saying, hey, I want to put a system in my business, we got to start thinking strategy, tactics, processes, and tools, okay? So Michael Gerber, author of The E-Myth, he says, organize business around functions, not people. Build systems within each business function. Let systems run the business. People run the systems. People come and go, but the systems remain constant. Okay? So if we think about that, is it now important to understand the different functions in our business? We need to break down the different functions in our business, okay? And it's pretty simple. I don't want you to overcomplicate it. It really is pretty simple. There are two primary systems that we need. The first one is lead generation, and the next is lead conversion. I have been doing this for over a decade now. I get to consult with lots of different investors, sit down, have conversations, and I can tell you all of the time, every single time, I can diagnose your business, and it's always one of these two areas. You either have a lead generation problem, or you have a lead conversion problem. It really is as simple as that, okay? But now let's break down the subsystems within that, right? The subsystems within that. So these are the functions of a real estate business, right? You need systems for every function of your real estate investing business, and these are the functions. We have lead generation, right? Lead management, deal structuring, offer negotiation, accepted contracts, and then property disposition, okay? So remember, keep it simple though. So this is the lead generation, and all of that box right there is the lead conversion. Okay, so we've got lead generation and lead conversion. We're going to dive deep into lead generation today, right? That's the whole title of this topic. We're going to dive deep into lead generation and the tactics that you can employ in your business today. But make no mistake, if you do lead generation and you don't focus on the lead conversion as well, you're not going to get too far, okay? You have to have both. You have to have both, okay? So let's talk about the tactics, right? So if our intent, our marketing system, our strategy is to build an evergreen traffic machine, then what we need to do is then identify the tactics that we will deploy or we will employ to achieve that strategy, okay? So to really give you guys an understanding of the different tactics, I've got this matrix up here, and on right here, we can see, I don't even know if this laser works. Yeah, it does. Okay. All right. So right here we've got volume. Okay. So this what this represents is the higher up, it means the more volume of leads you get. Okay. Now, is it all about the number of leads you get? Okay. And so down here we've got the close percentage. Okay. So we're going to kind of talk about some marketing tactics. Okay. So TikTok, is that a marketing tactic? Could you get on TikTok and start marketing? Do you think motivated sellers are hanging out on TikTok? I'm going to ask that again. Do you think motivated sellers are hanging out on TikTok? Yes. Hell yes they are. Why do you think they're not paying their bills? Okay. Now, why do you think they're hanging out on TikTok? Because they want to ignore all their problems. So do you think that's the perfect time to introduce them to their problems? Do you think that they're going to pay attention to your marketing message? No, they're already getting those dopamine hits to ignore you. Okay? All right? Now, it depends upon, and I want to be really clear on this, okay? It depends upon the type of business that you're doing, okay? So for motivated sellers, I'm going to tell you right now, advertising on TikTok, probably not the best strategy. But what if you are actually selling an opportunity, coaching, real estate education, consulting, right? Basically, happy stuff. If they're getting those dopamines and they're already happy and everything else, and all of a sudden, bam, you see, how many of you guys have seen real estate coaches and all that stuff up on TikTok lately? Facebook Reels and everything else, okay? So it depends upon what your service is, and you got to align yourself. Does that make sense? Okay? So motivated sellers are not hanging out. I mean, they are hanging out. I apologize. They are hanging out on TikTok, but it's really not the best time for you to hit them, okay? Same is going to be held true for Facebook. And when I say Facebook, I'm talking about your organic Facebook. I'm talking about you go make a post on your social media, your own social media account, your page. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to get much traction. Very, very low volume. Very, very low volume. But you'll have a little bit higher close percentage for those leads that do come in. All right, then we've got bandit signs. I don't know why this thing keeps clicking twice, but then we got bandit signs, okay? So not a lot of volume. We're not going to have a lot of volume, but our close percentage is going to get a little higher. Why do you think the close percentage is going to be a little higher? They're calling you direct, right? They saw your sign sitting on the corner that said, "We buy houses." Do you think they're calling you looking for the next business opportunity? No, we buy houses. Like, they have a house to sell typically, right? So your close percentage is going to be higher. Then over here, we've got referral-based, okay? Referral-based business is going to be some of the highest leads you close, right? Referral-based business is going to be some of the highest leads you close. What's the problem with referral-based business? Volume. And consistency. Can you control that? You can a little bit more than what most realize, but at the end of the day, your business is in the hands of other folks. Right? And so you need consistency, right? If you called your mortgage company up and said, "Hey, do you mind if I'm inconsistent with my payments?" What do you think they're going to say? Right? So our business needs consistency, right? We need some consistency. Okay. All right, so then Facebook ads. Facebook ads is different than Facebook posts, right? So I want to be really clear on that. Are you guys understand that there is a difference? I can run paid ads. I can run paid ads to a very targeted demographic on Facebook. And I can tell you right now, I can get a lot of leads. A lot of leads. In fact, it will overwhelm you with the volume of leads that you could get on Facebook. But the problem is that Facebook makes it so easy for those leads to be, for those prospects to submit their information to you, that quite frankly, anybody in the room done Facebook ads? Okay, when you call them, what do they say? I've never heard of you. Right? You call them up like, "I never heard of you. I didn't submit my information." Right? It happens all the time, right? Because Facebook makes it really easy. So little tip, if you're going to do Facebook ads, and I'm telling you, look, there's nothing wrong with Facebook ads, but if it's dependent upon you to call all the leads back and engage with them, it's going to overwhelm you, and you'll stop it really quick. So you need a system in place so that those leads automatically go into your contact management system, and then your contact management system automatically follows up with them and engages them until they're ready. So you don't want to waste your time on the tire kickers, because there's a ton of tire kickers. So the only way that you really should run Facebook ads is if you can automate the follow-up. I just happen to know a software platform that can actually automate the follow-up. And we do direct integration with Facebook, right? So literally, as soon as the prospect says, "Yeah, I'm interested," Facebook will send us their name and contact email, their email, their phone number, and it'll drop right into your REI Blackbook account, and we can trigger follow-up, okay? All right, so I'm not saying Facebook ads isn't bad, just probably not where I would start. All right, then we got direct mail. Okay, now I put direct mail up here, high volume, but how do we get high volume with direct mail? It's a little bit more expensive, right? This is typical direct mail, okay? I love direct mail, by the way. But the challenge with direct mail, the way most folks are doing it, is you're sending out 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You go buy the list of absentee owners, right? And we're going to mail absentee owners, right? The landlords. How many landlords do we have in the room? Okay. Everybody turn around and look at that. How many? Raise your hands again. Okay. That's awesome, by the way. Well done, Oria, for getting these people in the room. That's awesome. Okay. All right. How many of you guys that just raised your hand now, how many of you are motivated sellers? How many of you want to sell your properties? That's okay. It's okay if you do. Fine. Do you guys see what just happened? Like, what everybody's telling you is to go buy those absentee owner list, and now all we're trying to do is find her. And by the way, that's my lead. My lead. Okay? All right? Okay? Just saying. Okay? You're good. No need to explain. Okay? Look, we all have different reasons to sell. Does it all have to be distressed? No. We got different reasons to sell, and that's okay. But you guys see the problem with direct mail? Okay, well, there's a better way to do direct mail. We call it profit drive. This clicker is going to kill me. Okay, profit drive. This is actually a software platform that we built. Don't get me wrong, REI Blackbook is my flagship product. However, we built an additional product called profit drive, specifically for direct mail. Right. So the real reason that we built this is because, the truth be told, I'm tired of watching everybody mail to, you know, thousands and thousands of people, and all I really want to do is mail one postcard to her. That's it. That's what I really want to do. Okay. Have you ever called your printer and said, "Hey, can I mail one postcard to her?" Wouldn't it be cool if you could do that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You can with Profit Drive. If you want to send one postcard, now what's the typical problem if you send one postcard? First of all, most printers won't even do it, right? But if they do send that one postcard, they're going to have a minimum cost. And so now you're spending, you know, literally $200-$300 to send one postcard. What if we could do it for like 49 cents, just one postcard? Would that be cool? Okay, so that's what we built Profit Drive for, is to help you import your list, basically stack them so that we can identify, okay, absentee owners, cool. We're going to import all of you into the database, all right, all you landlords, we're going to import that. Now we're going to get code violations, we're going to get tax delinquencies, we're going to start importing all those lists, and we're going to say, oh, hey, by the way, these are the 50 people that are on all of those lists, so now let's start a campaign, a direct mail campaign to them. Okay. Now, it does also come with a Driving for Dollars app as well, which we do think that Driving for Dollars is one of the best ways to build your list, right? It's going to be the most responsive list. And so if you're on a budget and you still want to start generating leads, then get laser targeted on your list, all right? And check out Profit Drive for your direct mail. Then we've got radio ads, okay? Radio ads are, and by the way, why is our closing percentage higher on Profit Drive than just regular direct mail? More targeted, exactly. Okay, then we got this little thing called Bandit Sign on Wheels. Okay, Bandit Sign on Wheels. This is one of my favorites. I love Bandit Sign on Wheels because with the right volume, all right, Bandit Sign on Wheels, we basically took the concept of a bandit sign and we said, hey, let's put it on the back of vehicles. Okay, and any of you guys have a decal, vinyl decal on the back of your window or something like that? Okay, so that's not rocket science, but what is revolutionary about that, and again, revolutionary is a relative term because this was 2017 when we started doing this, we said, hey, what if we could actually recruit all of our friends and family? What if we could recruit all our friends and family to put a sticker on the back of their car? Well, turns out it actually started working, right? And then we said, okay, well, what if we could actually recruit strangers? Turns out we had one of our top members, he had 400 cars on the road in Phoenix, Arizona. 400 cars with his decal, his phone number, trackable phone number on the back of his window. Okay, turns out you start getting a lot of volume on that. All right, okay, you start getting a lot of volume. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Bandit Sign on Wheels in detail for you guys. Then we got TV ads. Closing percentage, really high. This actually shocked me. It shocked me. Your closing percentage right now is about 20 to 30% on TV. Why do you guys think that is? Why do we think that is? Because credibility, authority, okay? Right? Credibility, authority. Your lead volume, you don't get a ton of leads depending upon how often you advertise, but you know, it is the leads you do get are high quality, okay? What's the problem with TV ads? How do you know that? How many of you guys have done TV ads in the last 6 months? So are you qualified to tell me it's expensive? What if I could tell you I could run an ad for $20? What would you do then? Huh? Does it matter what time? It does, but hey, are motivated sellers up at all hours? Yes, okay. The answer is this. Have you guys ever heard of this thing called Netflix? How about Hulu? Okay. Do you think that TV advertising is dramatically different than it was even 5 years ago? Okay. It's completely different. Okay. Now, admittedly, it does cost a little bit more money to get started. Okay. Your typical startup cost is going to be anywhere from about $5,000 to $15,000 to get started. That's your TV production, your setup, and everything else. Okay. But actually, your media buying, you can get very targeted media buying, and you can actually start buying ad spaces really, really inexpensively. It's pretty crazy because what most folks think about TV, they think about advertising. They think about our broadcasting days when you had to run these TV ads, and it was like broadcast to ABC, NBC, CBS, all that stuff. Well, today it's much different, right? They have so much data that I can actually get very granular, right, and actually pinpoint even to the households, especially some of the streaming services. Okay, TV ads. I'm telling you guys right now, keep it on your radar. I will bet you within 2 years, I bet at least 20% of you are running TV ads in some form. Okay, in some form. All right, then we got SEO, search engine optimization. You guys know what that is, right? Basically, I optimize my website, so if somebody goes to a search engine and they say they search for sell my house, then my website can organically pop up in the results, the search results, without me having to pay. Right? That would be search engine optimization. Now, everybody always says, hey, well, this is the free way. Is it really free? No, you got to spend a lot of time. You got to probably create content. There is a whole process with SEO. We love it. We absolutely love it. But it's a long-term play as well. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot more work. But it's akin to planting the seed, growing the tree. But once the tree, it's going to continue to produce fruits, right? The tree is going to continue to produce fruits. Okay. Google Ads, right? Google Ads. Why is it high and low? Why is Google Ads high and low on volume? Depends on how much you spend, right? Depends on how much you spend. The one thing I really like about Google Ads is you can control your spend. You can control your spend, okay? So that's Google Ads. And the why is the close percentage higher on Google Ads? They went to the website and they literally are searching sell my house fast. Right, I can actually show up very specifically. And the other thing I love about Google Ads, for what they're searching, and the other thing I love about Google Ads is that I can turn it on tomorrow. I mean, if you guys wanted ads leads today, I could get you leads today. Right, we could go turn on ads today and start getting leads. Okay, all right. Now, the thing that's also important is it's not just volume, close percentage, but it also depends upon cost. Okay, so now I've kind of reshifted this matrix a little bit to kind of let you see cost, which will help you identify where you probably need to focus, okay? Where you need to focus, right? It depends on your budget. So if you don't have much of a budget, then you got to probably start somewhere down in here, okay? All right, and over here, all right, it's going to start costing us a little bit more, but we're going to get better results, okay? All right, the reason I'm popping this up here, okay, this is our a book that we created. We created this book really just to help you guys identify the best marketing tactic to match your business and you based upon your skill set, right, your budget, everything else, okay? So you guys can go check out our booth and grab a copy of this book. We'll talk about Google Ads. I'm going to go through this pretty quick. Right? I'm going to go through this pretty quick because, candidly, guys, I'm going to give you an entire workshop on Google Ads. Is that cool? If I give you a workshop on Google Ads so you have a master class on this, if you want to dive deep, you can. But really, what are Google Ads? Right? I think we all probably know what Google Ads are. Okay? It's whenever they go in and they search, sell my house fast, and it pops up here, shows you the ad. That, hey, these are links. So, and it's called pay-per-click. Pay-per-click, right? So when do you pay? When they click on your ad, all right? When they click on your ad, okay? Your average cost per click right now is about $20. It's about $20, okay? The industry average conversion rate for all Google campaign types, because there are multiple Google campaign types. You can do what's called Google search. Google search is probably what you guys think of whenever you think of Google Ads, okay? That's whenever you go to Google and you search sell my house, that's called Google search. But Google also has a display network, all right? They have a third-party referral partner sites. They have all of those other campaigns. So across all of those campaigns right now, we're seeing about a 3.99 conversion rate. What does that mean? That means if you get 100 leads, you're going to close about 4 deals out of that. Does that make sense? Okay? But the cool thing is on Google search, it's closer to an average of 8 to 12%. So I would encourage most of you, especially if you've got a tighter budget, don't worry about anything other than Google search. Don't worry about anything other than Google search, 8 to 12%, okay? The impression peak volume, that's really how many searches there were. There was a slight decline, but it's still higher than 2021, okay? Our cost per click is up. Again, your current cost per click is about $20 compared to $4.50 in 2020, right? Comparatively, that would be like if gas was $2.17 in 2020, which it was, and it rose to the same extent, it would now be $9.58 a gallon. Is that all inflation? Okay, it's not, see, here's the thing, whenever most people see the $20 per click, and by the way, that's just to get them to your website. You guys with me? They click and then they get to your website, okay? So you're paying $20 for somebody to just see your website, all right? But the truth of it is, it's actually a very good indication of competition, because the way that the cost per click works, it's a bidding process. All right, so Google basically says, hey, sir, how much are you willing to pay per click? How much are you willing to pay per click? And basically, they award the highest bidder. Okay, so whenever you see your cost per click going up, that means that the bids are going up. Now, why are the bids going up? Do you think he would be willing to pay more if it wasn't working? No, he wouldn't, okay? So it's actually a sign of how healthy the Google pay-per-click is right now, okay? Cost per click is up, but the good news is cost per lead is down. So cost per lead, right, is down from almost a national average of almost $400 in 2020 to about $161.80. So that's your cost per lead. Okay, so that's a cost for somebody to call you. That's a cost for somebody to fill out your web form. They go to your website, so you pay about $161.80, all right? There's three reasons for this. Supply is greater. So there's more searches. There are more searches. So even though we're paying higher per click, we've got more searches. We actually are also using artificial intelligence to do the bidding. Okay, there's several software platforms out there. Instead of these two guys just bidding each other manually, we actually set software up that actually helps you bid intelligently. Okay, and then finally, we're having higher conversion rates. All right. I got all of this data, by the way, from my buddy Dan Barrett over at AdWord Nerds. Just to give you a little bit of clarity, they generated 9,170 conversions. All right, 9,170 conversions in quarter three. Right, so just a three-month period. All right, so you guys could do the math. That's a couple million dollars in ad spend on Google. Okay, they know what they're doing. They do this professionally for tons of real estate investors. All right, so that's the Google Ads. What are you going to need? You're going to need the keyword research. All right, you need to know the phrases that the motivated sellers are going to go to Google and search for. You need to know those. Are all keywords created equal? If I go search for sell my house fast, all right, is that different than how do I get the most money for my house? Right? It's different, okay? So think about the intent. You're going to need the Google ad. You're going to need a landing page, okay? I'm telling you right now, if you're paying $20 just for somebody to see your website, your website better be built to convert. And let me tell you this right now. This is like super important. I get a little bit passionate about this part. But don't come in and like worry about how pretty it looks and all that other crap. Right? I get so caught up. By the way, we provide a website template for you that we know works. We work with AdWord Nerds. All right, we work with AdWord Nerds to help constantly figure out, hey, what's the best converting website template right now? Okay, and we work with them all the time on this. All right, and whenever people come to me, they're like, Damon, I want it to look pink or blue or purple, whatever. I was like, guys, I know that it's going to make you feel good, but you know what's going to make you feel better is when your website works. Okay? Don't get caught up in the design. All right? You're going to need a trackable phone number. And you're going to need a lead conversion system. Okay? You're going to need a lead conversion system. The good news is, REI Blackbook will do the landing page for you. We got trackable phone numbers. And we're the lead conversion system. Okay? We'll help you convert the lead. So as soon as you capture the lead, guess what? We're going to help you automate that process. Well, the good news is, inside of REI Blackbook, we'll do the keyword research and the Google ad for you. How are we going to do that? I brought Dan Barrett in, and we did a two-day deep dive just into Google Ads. Now, I also did a two-day deep dive with him on search engine optimization, because those are like SEO and pay-per-click are like kissing cousins. Okay? Because here's why. I can do the research on Google Pay-Per-Click to figure out what's my best converting keywords, and then I'm going to use those converting keywords to use for my search engine optimization to rank organically. You guys with me? So it's a perfect 1-2 punch, and we brought Dan in and we did a deep dive, and I'm gonna include that today for you guys, okay? So you guys will get access to that training, okay? All right, Bannison on Wheels. We kind of talked about that. The process is pretty simple. What we do is again, we want to put the ads on the back of friends and family's vehicles first. How many of you guys have friends and family? If you didn't raise your hand, okay, I understand, right? But hey, sincerely, all right, do the first round. Invite friends and family, and then start recruiting. We basically run an ad on Craigslist or Facebook, drive them to a landing page, make sure they sign the waiver, we install the car sticker, creates inbound calls, and then we make outbound calls from there, okay? So here's the Craigslist ad, right? Drive them to a website. Where do you think this website is, by the way? REI Black Book, right? Okay, trackable phone number. Right, incoming call. We can see exactly which vehicle it came from. I literally can see exactly which vehicle it came from. So order your decals. Go ahead and take a picture. I know you guys want to know what the sticker looks like. Okay. So this is very important. Full asking price for your house. Right. You guys are smart investors. You know how to pay full asking price for the house, right? And still make money. Is that fair? Just because you advertise full asking price for your house, does that mean you have to pay full asking price for their house? Okay. The job of this is to make the phone ring. Once the phone rings, then you simply qualify them, right? Yeah, absolutely. Our full price offer is going to be very dependent upon condition, location, etc. We'd love to come out and see the home. Okay. Now you go build rapport, right? Okay. You guys got that? The other thing that we do too, by the way, free 24-hour recorded info. We also buy houses in any condition. Why is that free 24-hour recorded info important? It lowers their sales reluctance, okay? So they'll actually call you. They will call you because they think it's just a free recorded information system. Is it, by the way? Yes, it is. Okay, we do what we say we do, all right? Be congruent in your advertising. But then we're going to send you a notification, and we're going to say, hey, guess what? Andre just called. Here's the number. He just called your information hotline, calling back. And then all you do is return the call. Say, hey, Andre, I noticed you called our real estate information hotline. I'm calling back just to make sure all your questions were answered. How may I help you? That's it. And then start a conversation, okay? And then sit back, relax, and let the phone ring, okay? What you'll need, landing page, classified ads, trackable phone numbers, car stickers. Okay. Again, landing page, we'll do that. Trackable number. Okay. And then again, I've got the training and the ad templates, and I've even got the source to order the car stickers. You can get them anywhere. But I'll tell you why I love Bandit Sign on Wheels. Okay. Why I love Bandit Sign on Wheels is you might spend about $30 to $50 to get that sticker installed on the car. But how long does that sticker stay on the car? Until they remove it. I will tell you that we got people calling back, it's been a week and I ain't got it. Like, I'm off, I'm taking it off. Okay, it happens. But then we also have people that leave it on there for 2 years, 3 years, okay? That's what we love about Bandit Sign on Wheels. All right, Ruben Perez, he's out of Phoenix, Arizona. He actually, with this one lead gen strategy, netted over $1 million on this one lead gen strategy. It actually landed him in the Rich Dad Education Hall of Fame, okay? With this one lead gen strategy, okay? All right, use this lead generation strategy if you're a technophobe, you have a little patience. It does take a little time to get going. I'm gonna tell you it's gonna take you about 40 drivers. That seems to be the magic number. If you can get 40 cars on the road, your phone will ring consistently, okay? All right, so there we go. We got Google Ads. This is exactly what I would do. If I was building a real estate business today, this is exactly what I would do. I'd do Google Ads, I would do TV, I would do Profit Drive for direct mail, I would do Bandit Sign on Wheels, and I would do search engine optimization. That's what I would recommend. However, are there other options? There are lots of other options, okay? I'm just telling you what I know works right now in the business, okay? So that is the lead generation piece, okay? Now, again, we do have the book to help you decide which one is best for you, right? We have the book to decide which one is the best for you. And should you just do one? No. No, of course not. You should do multiple, right? So now let's talk about the lead conversion, right? The lead conversion. Okay. Well, actually, let me take that back. I apologize. All right. So here's the thing. The problem with this stuff, right, all of those different options, is you really are trying to make progress, but you're building half-built bridges, right? You're trying to do Facebook ads, YouTube apps. You're doing all of those things simultaneously, and you're building half-built bridges, okay? Well, here's the thing. I'm going to let you guys copy ours, okay? This is one of those things I told you guys I was going to give you guys, okay? So here we go. We've got a Google Ads for Motivated Sellers Masterclass. We got the complete SEO course for newbies. We've got the proven website template for 2023. We got the Direct Mail Mastery course, how to run wildly profitable TV ads, and I'm going to introduce you to my media buyer. He's the guy that goes in and gets you the cheap ads, right? He can do that for you. Facebook ads for beginners, if you want to run Facebook ads. We got the Bandit Sign on Wheels blueprint. We got property finders, aka bird dogs, right? And then finally, the Evergreen traffic machine, okay? All of that totals up to about $13,670, right? So value is what you pay, right? Okay, value is what you pay. I'm sorry, value is what you get. Price is what you pay. All right, so the price today, free. Is that fair? Okay. So don't forget it, though. It's pretty simple. We got the lead generation. Do you guys clear on the lead generation piece? We gotta pick one of those, right? So now we gotta focus on the lead conversion. Okay? Lead conversion. Alright, that's this piece right here. I'm gonna fill in all these boxes for you in 10 minutes. Are you guys ready for rapid fire? Okay, rapid fire. Let's rock. All right, one of the first processes I look to fix when I work with investors is follow-up. All right, we have the perfect follow-up system. This is three proven follow-up campaigns. What to do in the first 15 minutes, what to do in the first 15 days, what to do in the first 15 months. Okay, what to do in the first 15 months. Because quite frankly, you do not start with lead generation. Why do we not start with lead generation? Because this is exactly what your business is going to look like if you don't have follow-up. You're going to spend money on marketing, generating leads, and if you don't have the follow-up system in place, I'm telling you, you're wasting money. All right, so the first thing, if I'm building a business from scratch, the first thing I do is I put my lead capture systems in place. I want to make sure my website's set up. I want to make sure my business phone system's set up. I want to make sure my contact management system is set up, right? And all of my analytics. That's why I want websites and different phone numbers, trackable phone numbers, so I can tell you which lead generation method is working best in your market, in your business, right? Then we're going to implement the perfect follow-up system. This is literally a two-year follow-up campaign, right? A two-year follow-up campaign. Then we are going to start implementing our lead gen, right? Then we're going to start implementing our lead gen. So what we want to be able to do is if 100 leads call you today, I can tell you statistically speaking, only 50% of them are going to do something within the next 2 years. 100 leads call, only 50%. So 50 of them are going to do something. But the problem, we want to go ahead and drop the 98 in the perfect follow-up system because 2% are going to do something, ready to do something in the next 30 to 45 days. Okay? So I know that over the next 2 years, 49 of those will be an opportunity, but I need to put them in a follow-up system, right? So Andy Warner, 70% of his deals comes from automated follow-up with inside of REI Blackbook, right? He's a seven-figure investor out of Phoenix, Arizona. You'll start closing deals from leads that you completely forgot about. This is Marcy Martinez. She got the lead March of 2019, right? It was an automated follow-up for almost 2 years, okay? So the lead finally responded back to her. So the lead called in from one of her lead generation campaigns, and then she calls him back, never gets a hold of him, right? But the system's going to go ahead and continue to follow up. Revive the lead on January 2021. Ultimately, she made a $35,000 assignment fee from a lead that she completely forgot about. How many leads have you forgot about? Okay? I want you to mentally think right now, how much money has that cost you? Just because you don't have a follow-up system in place, right? Okay, and honestly, we sent a very conversational text message. It says, "Hi, Lewis. I was passing through the neighborhood and thought about you. Hope you are well." Did that say, "Hi, Lewis. I want to buy your house"? No? Remember, this is 2 years. So Lewis had called in 2 years ago. So on January 30th, 2021, at 10:38 a.m., the system automatically sends this text message out. And then look at this, 10:41, Lewis' response is, "Doing well, thanks for asking." Okay? After not hearing from Lewis for almost two years. Okay? And then she made an extra $35,000 on that deal. My buddy Andy Wright, He had a deal for probably 15 months. He made $63,000 on the deal. My buddy Scott Doringer, he's actually up in Cleveland. He says, hey, before REI Black Book, this lead would have been lost forever, right? Because it would have been in notebook number 12, 10 pages down. You guys get that that is a system. The notebook is a system, right? Is it a good system? Okay, right? But he made about $20,000. Brad, all right? I'm sorry, Brian Martineau. Brian, how many of you got leads in your business right now that you think are dead? Do you guys have dead leads? Okay, we took Brian. We said, Brian, put those leads in the perfect follow-up system, okay? Let's trigger that, okay? Within the few days, he started receiving calls from leads that he thought was dead. Within the first 90 days, he netted over $85,000 on three different deals, okay, on dead leads. So if the only thing you guys take away today, is go put perfect follow-up system into your business, would you guys like that for free? Pull out your phones and text that number. Text OREIA, right, in the comment box, text OREIA to 314-819-9990. All right, to 314-819-9990. Okay? What am I doing right now? Am I capturing? Did I put my lead capture in place? Am I providing something of value that aligns with your business? By you needing that, does that align you with my business? What's the best tool to probably implement and execute and automate the perfect follow-up system? It's really simple, guys. REI Black Book, okay? It really is simple, all right? Do you guys, I want to drive home really the marketing lessons here, but I'm displaying it right here, okay? I'm displaying it. How much time do we have?
Five.
Okay. All right, so let's not stop there, though, okay? Because once you automate, again, it's systems. Every one of these functions needs systems. So now we need to actually start put the system into structure for our deal structuring, right? You need property information sheets. You need sales comparables. You need rehab estimates. You need to be able to predict the profit, okay? This, we have a multi-offer generator. I'm going to encourage you, come over to the booth. I'll be happy to give you guys a demonstration, the MOG, on how to help you structure your deals, okay? From there, we want to actually then go to the offer system. All right, we did the same thing we did with the perfect follow-up system. We implemented and we said, you know what, as soon as you submit the offer, right, we submit a letter of intent, then we need to actually trigger another follow-up system. Because are they at a different stage? Is it a different follow-up system? How many of you guys have automated follow-up as soon as you submit the offer? Okay, one guy, all right? I'm telling you, Andy Wright tripled his close rate, made $161,500 in the first 6 months, and actually netted $10,000 in additional cash flow after implementing the perfect follow-up system. Okay? Would you guys like the perfect follow-up system too? The exact thing that we do, the email templates, the process maps, how we do it? All right, we'll get you that, all right? All right, if you start automating your follow-up, you're going to get more appointments. You guys with me? If you start automating your offer price or your offers, what else are you going to start getting more of? Rejection. Okay, so we did, all right, hey, cool. Should we put a system in place for every time we get rejected? Are any of you actually following up after your offer is being rejected? Same guy. Imagine that. Okay, so we created what we call the rejection recovery system. My buddy Darren Butcham, in the first 12 months of implementing the rejection recovery system, now I'm going to tell you that he typically closes about 40 to 50 deals per year. Right, 40 to 50 deals per year. He closed an extra 37 deals from sellers who told him no after implementing the rejection recovery system. Okay, would you guys like the checklist, the process maps, the templates? Okay, those are the systems. Okay, all the way from transaction management all the way to property dispositions. Okay, you're gonna need to put the system in place for property dispositions now. Again, I don't care if you're a landlord, I don't care if you're a wholesaler, I don't care if you're doing creative financing. All right, the property disposition system is still going to work. It doesn't matter the tactic. It doesn't matter the real estate tactic. Okay, all right. Rob used this system, sold over 300 properties in 18 months. Okay, so this was your business before. Okay, this is what it probably looks like. All right, but we want to implement the perfect follow-up system. We want to put the perfect offer system, rejection recovery. Then we want to put rocket dispositions in place, okay? And now, right, we're going to do more deals, but let's pour some gas on the fire. Let's take that lead, the ultimate lead generation bundle that I already told you. You got master classes on all this, right? So start implementing maybe direct mail. You need to pick the best strategy for you. Then we'll nail that. Then we're going to get that automated and running. Okay, we want to get it evergreen so it works without you. Then we want to implement maybe pay-per-click, then maybe TV ads, and then maybe search engine optimization, okay? So now, all of a sudden, if I could do four channels, if I could add four channels generating 100 leads, all right, what does that actually look like? I know that 49 opportunities out of those 100 will be opportunities in the next 2 years, okay? So if I can do 49 sellers times four channels times 24 months, that is 4,704 people that will sell their property within the next 2 years. Do you think you could do a handful of deals with 4,704 people? Do you guys recognize that this is how you build a business? Okay, this is how you build a business. And the cool thing of it is, I'm going to tell you, it's going to take about 6 to 9 months. It's going to take about 6 to 9 months after you put this lead generation, this evergreen traffic machine into your business, okay? Because the leads that I put in January, right, hopefully I can close one or two deals in maybe March or April. You guys got me on that? Okay, but if I put them in the follow-up system, then in February I'm going to put 100 more in. And then in April I'm going to put in 100 more, or March, April, right? I'm going to keep going. And then what happens is inevitably about July all of a sudden somebody calls me from January that I have in the follow-up system. Okay, and so now all of a sudden that's how you start doing multiple deals and you start building the consistency. But it does take about 6 to 9 months. Okay, I wish that I could tell you, hey, I got the overnight solution here. But guys, this business, it's going to take a bit of work. Okay, so the ultimate lead generation bundle, you throw that in, you got even more deals. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. All right, the ultimate lead conversion bundle. We're going to do the perfect follow-up system, the perfect offer system, rejection recovery, the rocket disposition system. But what's the number one mistake I told you that everybody makes? Building a business without a vision, okay? I've been doing a two-day workshop for 5 years. I've taught this for Kiyosaki. They charge $6,000 for the damn class. But I'm telling you what, for the fast action takers, okay, you guys go see Andre and Andy in the back, all right? We're going to go ahead and include the vision building workshop, all right? We're going to include the vision building workshop for you guys, all right? That's total value of $8,985, all right? So what do we really have, okay? We're going to implement our lead capture. We're going to put the perfect follow-up system in place. Then we want to start driving leads in our advertising, lead generation. We want to automate our deal structuring, systematize our offer negotiations, rejection recovery, transaction management, rocket disposition. Guys, that's $22,655 worth of value, right? Value is what you get, right? Price is what you pay. If this helped you close one more deal, would it be worth $22,655? But think about it. After you get that money back, all right, after you get that money back, does the system stop working? No. It's going to keep producing, okay? Because quite frankly, the value on this thing could be priceless, all right? It's my free gift to you guys, though. This is the ultimate business growth bundle, right? We are giving away everything to you guys, and all you have to do is say maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, so you five are in. Okay. All you have to do is say maybe. Okay? All right, here's the deal. All right, simply try REI Black Book for 30 days, all right? We're going to give you guys 20 team accounts, 20 lead generation websites, 20 tracking phone numbers, your lead management, your smart business phone system, all of the automated follow-up, the property analysis, property marketing and disposition. Your investment today, only $297. All you got to do is try REI Black Book out. All right, try REI Black Book out. And if after 30 days, here's what you're going to do, then 30 days, right, you will, if you want to downgrade to a $197 or $97 plan, you can do that. If you want to put your account on hold, you can do that. If it's not everything I said it was, then you want to cancel, you can do that. And guess what you get to keep? All of the $22,000 worth of training that I just talked about. Okay? This has got to be the most no-brainer opportunity that I've ever put together. All right. Okay. So that is it, guys. I appreciate it. I know I'm a little bit over time. I encourage you guys to hang out and stick around. My buddy Matt Hedstrom, I think, is going to be speaking in this lunchroom next. But if you guys want to take advantage of this offer, all right, either see Andre or Dre. You guys can see him at the booth or in the back of the room right now. Guys, sincerely, I appreciate it. And I'll be at the water park this afternoon, but I'll be back tomorrow. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.